Good morning, this is Marco with Top Today Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Green comments for today, Thursday, June the 2nd. No export sales this morning. They'll be delayed till tomorrow because of the holiday. And the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were July corn up 6.5 cents at 737¾. July wheat up 16.5 cents at 1057. And July beans up 11.5 cents at 1701¾. We did have a sale this morning, 352,000 metric tons of beans to Pakistan. That's 55 old and 297 new. That should be supportive of bean prices out here this morning. The other big news, Egypt did buy wheat, 465,000 metric tons, 175,000 of it Russian, 240 Romania, 50 Bulgaria. In my opinion, it shows that there's wheat to be had around the world, that the Russians are still selling wheat. Now, granted, these were at record high prices, so that's what bulled up the market here this morning. It wasn't so much the quantities as the price that helped rally the wheat overnight. Now, corn, I think, just kind of went along for the ride. I don't see anything particularly friendly out here, except that, you know, North Dakota, Minnesota really need to dry out to get this corn planted this week. Otherwise, it's either going to go into prevent plant or it's going to go into some other crop, which I don't think is friendly to the beans. But the crude oil has been all over the board here today. It's been $4 lower. It's now 17 cents higher. The dollar's down 43. So a little bit of a mixed bag there. It looks like the Malaysians may have a slightly smaller palm oil crop, which helped rally the bean oil overnight. But overall, we're just going to try to figure out, the sales here in the U.S. of the beans and the Egyptian business. Is that going to have a long-term effect on the market, or is it just going to be another rally to sell? A lot of times when the market's a bit higher to start with than the first 15 or 20 minutes, we then break and make new lows by the end of the day. A lot of times we open lower and then rally. It hasn't been the case the last couple of days, but that has been the case overall. Basically, I think what we're seeing here is end users buying the breaks and speculators and professionals selling the rally. We certainly don't see any evidence of La Nina out here. In fact, it's cool and wet. That takes one of the big market drivers out of the market for the time being, though things can certainly change out here. But I think it's kind of a mixed bag. We'll see how the market handles it. We'll certainly open up, you know, pretty strong, I would say 5 to 7 cents higher in the corn, 15 to 20 in the wheat, and maybe 15 to 20 in the beans. Then we'll see where we go. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.